All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining our space today to talk about starting on Algorand on the well, Algorand for students. Today we have the pleasure to be with Chris Kim, developer relation at Algorand and former business consultant at Blockchain at Berkeley. We are also with Thomas, head of Cryptosphere, the biggest French students blockchain association in France. And you are joined by Han, co-president at UW, University of Washington Blockchain Society, which organizes many blockchain workshops and events around the university. So a few words about BAF. BAF is a 501c student profit that aims to accelerate blockchain education and awareness. We try to host the networking and educational meetup like this one and to support blockchain clubs all over the world. You can check out our website at blockchainacceleration.org if you want to become a member, a free member, and follow all of our opportunities. On the last, we are doing this meetup as part of the Algorand Web Series, which is a series of meetups to introduce the Algorand ecosystem to blockchain club and students. Anne, maybe I'll let you take it away and feel free to add anything to my introduction.
Thank you, Alexis. I can take it from here. And so, hi everyone. Welcome to our Twitter space today. We are excited to start our discussion on Algorand, where today we'll be discussing developer and students' opportunity within the Algorand ecosystem. And so, my name is Han, or Hannah, and I'll be helping to moderate the Twitter space today. And that's along with Thomas from Cryptosphere. And so today,
Yeah, hi.
please go. Sorry.
Keep going, Han.
Yeah, if you want to give an introduction by yourself to Thomas.
Oh, yeah, no worries. So my name is Thomas. I'm the president of Cryptosphere Da Vinci, which is not the big association. Like it's kind of a holding Cryptosphere, and each school has its own club. But I'm the president of one of those school. And yeah, very happy today to moderate the space with Hannah. And I hope that we will learn a lot of things on Algorand.
Nice, thank you. So we'll delve into Algorand ecosystems, its unique features, and how it is fostering the innovation for developers and students. And so to kick things off, and before we dive into the main topic for today, we want to get to know our speaker a bit. We are curious to hear your stories and backgrounds. So, Chris, I know that you are a recent graduate at Berkeley, and you were also previously part of Blockchain at Berkeley. So, can you tell us about your background, your early journey of how you got into crypto, and perhaps your transition from being a student to working as a developer relation at Algorand?
Yeah, definitely. So just want to say hi, everyone. My name is Chris Kim. I'm a developer relations advocate at the Algorand Foundation. I make tutorials, contents for developers to help them learn how to build on Algorand. I also help them answer their questions on Discord. So basically doing everything to help developers learn and become a professional Algorand developer. So just to give you a quick background of how I got into Web3, I think it was about 2018, right after the Bitcoin craze in 2017. Back then, I didn't really know anything about blockchain or Bitcoin, and like frankly, I didn't really like Bitcoin because you would see prices go 100%, 100% up and down every day, and I thought it was something sketchy, so I didn't really look into it. But then my friend invited me to this leadership conference that was a huge conference that happened in South Korea that year. So I went, and surprisingly, one of the main topics for that year's conference was blockchain. So at that point, I was like, okay, I can't really ignore this anymore. I gotta learn about this technology because I knew blockchain was used for this Bitcoin thing. So I went into one of the talks that were happening in that conference, and it was actually CZ from Binance. was there to speak about Binance and how blockchain technology is going to change the world, basically. And that speech right there basically changed my life. Right? Before that talk, I had no interest in blockchain or coding in that manner. Like, I'm a developer advocate, but I didn't know how to code before that. And you know, after that speech, I had this certainty that while I want to build a career out of this, I want to go into the blockchain space. I want to go into Web3 and build my career in it. So ever since, I just been head on studying how blockchains work. And I joined Blockchain at Berkeley for that purpose as well. I mean, Blockchain at Berkeley is a great, great student organization. They do consulting services for real world companies, and they have education departments to educate people about blockchain. Just an amazing organization. I learned so much there from other people. And I was a student at UC Berkeley until last year. So I actually graduated last year summer as an economics and data science major. And 2 years ago, I was looking for a summer internship because it's my last summer before I graduated, and you know, I wanted to get a job after I graduate. So I was looking for an internship. I was looking for an internship regarding blockchain, and I was fortunate enough to get an interview from Algorand, and my manager Jason. He's the head of developer relations. I guess he liked me, so he hired me as a intern. Summer intern that year. And, you know, like I was really grateful for that opportunity, right? Because before that, I had very little to none work experience. Yes, I had some experience around blockchain because I've been interested in it since 2018. But, you know, Algorand really put a trust in me that because they saw a potential in me. So I really worked hard during that summer internship to show my potential, and to show that I'm really passionate about this technology, and that I'm not just here for the internship, right? I'm here because I actually believe Algorand blockchain is one of the best blockchains out there, and I'm here to learn. So I guess that kind of showed. So they gave me a return offer for full time. So that's how I ended up working at Algorand full time after I graduated last year.
So I remember you mentioned that you were econ and data science major, and I'm just curious, how did you like transition from studying that and becoming a developer relation, which is sort of like a technical role? So how was it?
Yeah, great question. So like I said, I had no idea how to code. I didn't know what coding was. I thought all these internet stuff was magic, you know. But then when I got interested in blockchain technology, I realized that if I really want to understand how this works under the hood, I gotta learn how to code. So I started self-teaching myself. I mean, there are a lot of free resources out there on teaching coding. So I started just teaching myself how to code, and then I was originally just an economics major. And then because I wanted to learn how to code, I double majored in data science. I was gonna minor in computer science, but then I thought, I mean, double major sounds better. So I majored in data science, and I got some coding experience from that major. And, you know, when I first joined Algorand as an intern, it was a technical product management role. So I didn't think I was going to be coding, to be honest. But then after I joined, they thought it was more appropriate for me to join the developer relations team. And basically, it's just been me learning, trying to catch up to other superstars in that team to be able to help other developers. So I just been heads down studying on my own, you know, on my free time, learning how to learning about the basics of programming, and just diving into our developer portal, our source code, to really become knowledgeable in Algorand, the smart contract languages, how Algorand works, so that I can help other people. So a lot of learning, a lot of efforts.
Okay, great. So I think that we'll come back later on all the technical spec of algorithms. But small question, what does your role look like as a dev advocate at Algorand, and what is your typical day?
Yeah, so as DevRel, my job is to basically do everything that I can do to help developers. So in the DevRel team, we have about seven people here. And everybody have a kind of a different role. Some people are more on the presentation, going to conferences, giving talks kind of people. And we also have a couple of people who's giving technical assistance on Discord, helping people figure out their issues, their errors. I've kind of transitioned from the conference speaking role to creating digital content. So about a couple months ago, we launched our new Algorand Developers YouTube channel, and we wanted to create video content, short form, 5 to 10 minutes, video content covering the concepts of Algorand, smart contract languages, PyTeal, Beaker, and to basically give a tutorial for developers who are just coming in and wanting to learn, who don't want to go through the developer documentations and read a bunch of words. And so my work these days is really focused around the YouTube channel. So I record myself covering certain concepts, creating tutorials, code demos, and then I edit them, and then I upload them on YouTube. And I also doing other things just to grow this YouTube channel to gain more exposure so that more people can see these content and be able to learn how to build on Algorand. I've also recently just been active on Discord trying to answer questions that people have. So just here and there, all around, doing a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Quite interesting. So we see your job and you're working for Algorand. Algorand is a blockchain, but what separates Algorand from other layer one blockchain, and what are the specificities of this chain?
Yeah, so I mean, Algorand is fast, secure, scalable, 6,000 TPS, 3.7 seconds. The network has never gone down, but you know, I won't bore you with the obvious. This is just a known fact about Algorand blockchain. But I think there's one thing that distinguished Algorand for people, both for developers, for companies, and the end user. And I think that's instant finality. Now, when I say instant finality, I think I kind of have to dive into this, because there's a lot of confusion around what it means to have block finality. Now, people say, oh, it takes a couple seconds for block finality for this chain, for that chain. But everybody have different definitions. Some people think block finality is when a transaction is included in the block. Some think that block finality is when your transaction is included in the block, and also confirm that that transaction won't get canceled or rolled back, right? Us Algorand, we believe that a block is final when the transactions in that block cannot be canceled or cannot be rolled back. And I think that should be the go-to definition of block finality. Because, yeah, sure, like your transaction can get included in a blockchain, but if you can't be sure that your transaction will go through until you wait 6 or 7 blocks that get added to the blockchain, that's not really final. There's still that uncertainty of your transactions getting rolled back. Now, this uncertainty creates a lot of problems for both end users and the developers of that application, right? Because if you're creating a time-sensitive application like decentralized finance or something like an auction app, and if you can't be sure of the transaction that you sent is confirmed until you wait 6 or 7 blocks, that means your transaction, it takes 6 or 7 block time for your transaction to be final. Well, on Algorand, that's not the case. Once your transaction is included in the block and that block gets added to the blockchain, that's final. There's no chance of rolling back. I mean, there's a mid, like a tiny, tiny chance that it will get rolled back, but basically impossible. So both as the end user and the developer of the application can have that certainty that once your transaction is included in the blockchain, that's final and that's confirmed. And you can trust that. And I think that getting rid of that uncertainty is very, very important.
Nice. It's really interesting to see how Algorand focus is really on instant finality and, you know, promoting that certainty for developers and end users. But now let's move on to from that. And we want to hear stories from developers building on this platform. And if you know any, can you like share example of how these developers and students have thrived within the Algorand ecosystem? Or some like stories for developers, like, and also like for students as well, from their perspective?
Yeah, for sure. I think I am one of the success stories, to be honest, right? I started as a student, an intern for Algorand, and, you know, right now I'm here speaking to you guys about how students can start building on Algorand. And it's truly amazing, right? Like, I've only been working for a year. I just graduated out of college. And it's such an honor to be in a position where I can help other people to learn a new technology and to learn the potentials of what you can build on Algorand. So I really think I was very fortunate and I would consider my story a success story. One person I can think of is our community champion in Ireland. She's been really great. She joined Algorand as a community champion a couple months back. And since then, she's just been learning how to build on Algorand. Well, she just liked my Twitter tweet. What a coincidence. But yeah, she's just been building, asking questions on Discord, trying to learn as much as she can. And now I think she's trying to build a voting app or something around this recently launched community coin, Coop coin. Like that's just amazing, right? To see someone just join and learn and get to the point of actually building something for other people to use. So I think we have a great community where if you're coming in to learn, no one's going to be like, oh, you don't know this. Like, oh, like you suck. No one's going to be like that. We're all going to be like, oh, welcome. Hey, like these are the things you should learn about. Oh, for that question, this is the answer. Everyone's supportive. And, you know, you just come to our Discord and just talk to some people. You'll see how supportive our Algorand developer community are.
Okay, very nice stories. Let's stay with the student perspective. Like, is there any opportunities, I don't know, like hackathons or events where Algorand is to make them join the Algorand ecosystem and building about it?
I'm sorry, can you say that question again?
Yeah, is there any opportunities for students like hackathons or events where Algorand is present and where students can join the ecosystem and building like any opportunities or big open door for them to join the ecosystem?
Right. Okay, so for Algorand, we have this program called the Greenhouse Hackathon. So Greenhouse Hackathon, we hold it regularly and we invite developers around the world to participate and learn how to build and build something cool. So I think that's one of the examples that I can give. We also hold regular boot camps. We actually have one coming up on May 31st, an intermediate boot camp that will go through how to build a dApp and how to build a front end in front of it. We had our beginner boot camp a couple of weeks ago. And if you missed that, it's okay because we actually are posting the snippets from that boot camp to our Algorand Developers YouTube channel. We actually already have session one out there. And session 2 and 3 is going out tomorrow, and session 4 is going to go out next week. So you'll have all of the beginner bootcamp resources that you need if you want to attend the intermediate bootcamp before and learn about the beginner stuff before you participate.
That's really awesome. So now, specifically for student developers, you know, for students who are looking to get started on their journey as Web3 developers, so we want obviously we want guidance and resources. And so for students with basic Web3 developer skills, or students who have experience previously in Web2, and who wants to get started on Algorand, what are some of the best way for them to get started? Do you have any insights or recommendations on how for them to get started on that?
Yeah, definitely. So if you already have Web3 dev experience, like let's say you have experience building on Solidity, that's great. We actually have an article about what the difference is between Solidity and our AVM. So you can read that article to see the difference, and you should be able to start right away because you already have that experience. But if you're a Web2 developer, I mean, let's be honest, like trying to learn how to build on Algorand is a daunting thing. Like it seems very hard. Seems like I'm not up for the task, but trust me, like I learned how to do it. I was not a developer. I was not a technical person, but I was able to get to this position where I'm actually talking about and helping other people how to build an Algorand. So you can do it. My suggestion is, if you want to build an Algorand, I think the first place you should go is the Algorand Developers YouTube channel. We have a 10-minute video that covers how you can set up your computer, install AlgoKit, and write a simple smart contract and deploy it and test it in 10 minutes. So after you watch that video and follow along that video, you'll already have an experience of building an application, deploying it on Algorand private network, and testing it out. So our YouTube channel is definitely the go-to if you're just coming in. And we have courses on PyTeal, courses on Beaker, our smart contract languages. And as you learn through those videos, if you have any questions, you can join the Discord channel to ask questions and meet other Algorand developers, ask them questions, ask them about their experience, and just continue to build after you go through that initial learning phase. Because I think the best way to learn is to build stuff, build something of your own, not just following a tutorial. So if you have an idea of creating a simple application using smart contracts, you should definitely build it. And as you build it, you'll encounter problems, roadblocks, I guarantee it. But don't worry, everybody goes through that. And when you hit those roadblocks, that's what Discord is for. That's what the DevRel team is for. So if you ask those questions, we will answer them and we will help you at our best of our capabilities so that you can build out your application. And who knows, like maybe you build something amazing and you'll gain interest from the community, and maybe you can make that into a bigger thing. Maybe you can start a project. Maybe you can start a startup. Who knows? The potential is out there. You just need to get started.
Very nice. I heard that you talk about PyTeal, which is one of the programming language on Algorand. I know that there is other one. We have the luck to have people from the team at our event in March, and they told us that there will be a new version of PyTeal. So my question is this new version out, and what will be the main new features of this new version of PyTeal?
Okay, I'm assuming that when you say new version of PyTeal, you're talking about the native Python language that we're building right now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Right. So that's actually not a new version of PyTeal. It's actually a completely different smart contract language that we're building. So just to give you a background of why we're doing that, we on Algorand, if you want to build a smart contract, we have a low level assembly language called Teal. And this low level assembly language is not something easy for a human eye to understand. It's easy for the virtual machine to understand, but not for us. So to make building smart contracts on Algorand easier, we built a higher level language on top of that called PyTeal. It's Python and Teal combined, right? But even though the name suggests that it's using Python, it has a Python-like syntax, but it's not actually Python. So we have these things called PyTeal expressions inside of the PyTeal library. And you use those expressions to write a smart contract. So you're not directly using Python for your smart contract. Now, obviously, for obvious reasons, that creates a lot of confusion. People expect coming in expecting to just write plain Python, yet it's not, it doesn't work that way. So PyTeal is definitely easier and it's a great smart contract language, but for someone who just know Python and who's coming from Web 2, it's gonna be a challenge. There's gonna be a learning curve of learning PyTeal. So our vision is to onboard Web 2 developers. You know, there are millions of Web 2 developers around the world who have never built a single blockchain application. Hell, they probably don't even know what you can do with blockchain. But we want to tell them the story of blockchain, what got me into this space, right? Tell them, this is what you can build with blockchain. This is what became possible because of blockchain. And hey, Algorand is a great blockchain for you to build on. So we want to make it as easy as possible for Web2 developers. And that's why we're building this native Python smart contract language. And I don't know the full details yet, but I do know that we are aiming to release this in Q4 of 2023. So by then, but when this comes out, it will be a game changer and it will be much easier. It will make my job easier, to be honest, because I won't have to do much to teach people. It will just be Python. But yeah, AlgoKit is also an example of us focusing on the Web2 developers, right? The AlgoKit is made setting up your development environment super easy, that it takes 1 minute or a couple minutes to set it up. It's truly remarkable. I mean, if you were around before AlgoKit, it's like, it's insane. It was insanely hard to set it up.
We got a presentation and I was like amazed by the facility. It's just like looking up your fingers and then everything is set up and you just have to code.
Yeah.
Like if you compare it to developing on ETH or other blockchains, it's very, very easier.
Yeah. For those who don't know what AlgoKit is, it's a development tool, a complete development tool that we released a couple months ago. And before that, if you wanted to set up your computer so that you can build Algorand smart contracts, you had to install and download multiple packages separately, and it would go into issues installing those packages. So you would have to solve them individually. Well, with AlgoKit, that's no longer the case. You can just run a simple command in your terminal, pipx install AlgoKit, and boom, it installs everything for you. It creates a virtual environment for you. It's amazing. I love it.
That's awesome. And so we know that developers play a crucial role in shaping the Algorand community and its ecosystem. So here I want to talk about, like, obviously you mentioned AlgoKit, which is a tool that helps developers to with their development process. But what kinds of other, is there like any other development tools, and like, or how is the documentation that's like helping the developers that Algorand currently has?
Yeah, so if you go to my Twitter profile and look at the pinned post, I have a thread of what, if you're just coming into Algorand or if you're just coming into Web3, this is the step-by-step of what you want to take to learn how to build on Algorand. So definitely check that out if you're interested. But yeah, just to reiterate, AlgoKit is the first development tool that you will use for all of your Algorand projects. So definitely go and take a look at that. The Algorand Developers YouTube channel will have all the video tutorials, product updates, and more to help you as a developer to learn and be on stay on top of all of the updates that come to Algorand. You mentioned the developer portal, Han, and our developer portal is pretty great. We actually won, I don't remember exactly what we won, but a couple of years back we won something for being a great developer portal. It's very well organized. You should be able to find everything there. And actually, one great addition that we have right now is we added an AI bot to our developer portal. So if you go to our developer portal, sign up to the portal, you'll see an orange circle on the bottom right. And you'll be able to ask that. It's called Kappa AI. They're an amazing company. They're building an AI tool that scours through developer portals to help developers. So definitely give them a check out. I'll give them a look. But if you ask Kappa AI your question, let's say, hey, how do I create an NFT on Algorand? It will give you the code and it will give you all the resources that you need, where it got the information. It's really amazing. So if you don't want to be searching and manually finding what you want in your developer portal, just ask Kappa AI and it will find it for you.
So nice, so nice. I was thinking of event and upcoming event or milestone that the community can look forward to it, and if there is so, what are there, and when this event or milestone will be achieved?
Did you say milestones?
Yeah, milestone. What are the biggest milestone right there? I mean, like in a year or 2 year vision.
Oh, okay. I think our long-term milestones, just to give you a few, is we want to continue to improve our protocol itself, the layer one blockchain. Right now we have 6,000 TPS, so we can do 6,000 transactions per second. The transactions get finalized in 3.5 seconds, 3.7 seconds, I think, right now. But I think our goal is to bring that TPS up to 46,000 TPS in the coming years, and we are aiming to bring down the block time to 2 seconds. So we're going to continue to work on that. We actually have a protocol update coming soon that's going to reduce our block time from 3.7 seconds to something around 3.5 seconds. I don't have that on top of my head, but we're reducing the block time. So that's actually very exciting. You mentioned upcoming events. I said this before, but we have an intermediate developer bootcamp coming up in May 31st. So if you're interested in learning and just getting into this space, bootcamp is definitely your go-to. So sign up for that developer bootcamp. I wish I could leave a link here right now, but yeah, definitely go check it out, sign up for that. And again, if you want to watch the beginner bootcamps resources, they're on the Algorand developers YouTube channel, so you can check them out.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Send me the link and I will really get to my association. You talked about improving the protocol. I got a friend of mine who asked me a question. We know that one of your co-founder basically theorized the zero knowledge proof. Is there a proposal or something to make the to enhance the privacy on the protocol?
Wow, this is a question that's way above my pay grade. I wish I have a good answer for you right now, but to be honest, I'm not sure if I can give you a good answer.
Okay. No worries. Anne, do you have any question?
So yeah, just like a follow-up questions regarding the boot camps. I feel like that would be a really good opportunity for students who want to get more technical and learn how to build on Algorand. So is there like any like how easy is it to get entry into the bootcamp?
To get into the bootcamp, you just need to click sign up and that's it. There's no pre-requirement, anything. You just sign up and you attend the live sessions and that's it. And if you can't make those some of those live sessions, they're all virtual and they're all recorded. So if you missed one session, that's okay, because it'll be recorded and it'll be posted online. So you can learn on your own pace.
Yep, sounds good. Yeah, and that's about it for our agenda today. Unless if the audience have any questions, we can also, it is time for Q&A.
On my side, I had a quick question. Are there any projects the students can get involved, or any application projects you think are really interesting on Algorand, Chris?
Is the question, are there any projects that are building on the Algorand that I'm excited about?
Yes, on that students can eventually get involved with somehow.
Oh, there's so many though. I'm obviously not going to be able to mention all of them, but there's a company called TravelX. They do NFT ticketing, and basically what they do is they tokenize plane tickets into NFTs to make the plane tickets transferable to actually give the ownership of the plane tickets to the buyer. And I know that they partnered with FlyBondi, which is a Latin American airline. And within the first 2 months of their launch, they've already minted 200,000 plane tickets in Algorand NFT. So that's actually quite exciting. And if they add on more airlines in the future, it might really revolutionize how travel industry works. So that's definitely a project I'm excited about. I'm also excited about Opulous. It's a music platform. So I'm a huge music person, and I used to write songs. I used to do songwriting. I play guitar. I sing. I'm not that great though, but I love music. And Opulous recently launched a platform. They actually launched yesterday, and they've been working for 5 years, and they've been working really hard. And congratulations to Opulous for having a successful launch. But they created a platform where they allow artists to share their success with their fans. So fans can buy NFTs of the artist's albums, and based on how successful that album is, that revenue and that success is shared with everybody who holds that NFT. This is really changing how the music industry works and how artists can engage their fans. I think it's a really good use case of NFTs and blockchain. There are so many. I just mentioned two, but there are really so many. I would love to follow up. If you want to learn more, just reach out to me on Twitter or on Discord, and I can talk to you about more projects.
I got another question. Because of Alexi's question, I think about it. Is there any website or a place where some people can look for a job in the Algorand ecosystem, like there is job for Algorand and job for other company that are working on Algorand?
Let's see. I think there is a job on page on the Algorand Foundation website, but I also know that there's a jobs channel in the Algorand Discord channel, and I've seen some companies looking to hire people at Discord. So check out Discord and check out the Algorand Foundation's /careers page, and you can see some job openings from the ecosystem and also from the foundation.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for telling us more about the use case. It's really cool to see like kind of the result of what can be built through blockchain. Thomas, do you have any follow-up questions?
I got some friends who ask me questions, like sending me messages. So I got like a few. one of them asked you, Chris, to explain the consensus mechanism used by Algorand.
Okay, you guys ready for another hour of Twitter space? All right, I'll try to explain it in a simple manner. So Algorand uses a consensus protocol called pure proof of stake. So it's a unique proof of stake consensus protocol created by Sylvie McCauley, our founder. To simply put what pure proof of stake is it's basically proof of stake with some randomness in it. So Sylvie McCauley is also a co-creator of VRF, verifiable random functions. And it basically allows you to have a random value in a cryptographic way. So the Algorand consensus protocol uses that VRF to randomly select people, the nodes, the participating nodes to participate in the consensus process. So what's actually really cool about our consensus is that we have three rounds of consensus. The first round is to randomly select block proposers, the nodes that are going to propose the next block. So we select a couple block proposers there, and then we vote on, and then from there, whoever has the lowest VRF value will get chosen as the next block to be added. So from there, we cut down the number of proposals into one. And that one block proposal goes to the next round where another committee is randomly selected using VRF, and they vote on that block. And if 2/3 of them are honest, then they confirm that the block is good and they add that block to the blockchain. And the randomness here is really cool is because all these committees are randomly selected at that round, nobody can know who's going to be selected as the next proposer, next committee ahead of time. So that gets rid of the chance of a malicious actor attacking these nodes before they participate in the consensus because it's randomly chosen. So that's why it makes Algorand very secure. And this is also the reason why the Algorand blockchain cannot fork, which leads to the instant finality that I talked about. So because the Algorand blockchain can't fork, that there's only one block that gets added to the blockchain all the time, that's why when the block is added to the blockchain, you can confirm that it's final. I'm not sure if I did a great job of explaining pure proof of stake right now, but if you're interested, we have a lot of resources online. You can find the article about pure proof of stake on our developer portal. So please do go and do a deep dive because what I just, my explanation right there was a very shallow, I mean, surface level.
But the fact that it's pure randomness is very interesting. Like if you want to build a low court on chain, there is always be a problem of how do I will get my juice. But if you get some pure randomness, crypto randomness on chain, this is just amazing stuff.
That's kind of different from what we were talking about, but we actually do have a randomness oracle on chain on Algorand that uses the VRF technology. Okay. So the VRF we use for consensus is also used for our on-chain randomness beacon. So developers can use that randomness beacon to get random values, and this will allow people to create lotteries, games that require some randomness in it.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like thinking of maybe using the fact that the node are choose randomly to make some random chain, but if there was already a VRF random with a beacon, it's perfect. A lot of idea in my head right now.
Love it.
Yeah. And if anyone have question in the chat, don't hesitate. I've posted the Algorand developer link to the bootcamp if you want in the chat, if you're interested in it. So what I've seen is that it's beginning at the end of May. So go grab your place if you wanna go in it.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Thomas.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that while I was speaking, but I'm a terrible multitasker. So I couldn't. But thank you.
All right. Well, Thomas, Han, do you have anything to add on Chris?
Maybe just a quick sum up from what I understand. So if you want to go building an Algorand, go check the boot camp, go on the Discord and go on the YouTube, download AlgoKit and you're ready to go. I think that that sum up everything you need to know to start building on it. Am I right, Chris?
That's a perfect summary.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. That's recorded, so I'll be sure to highlight it. Han, you wanted to say something?
Oh yeah. If you if there's nothing else, I just have some quick words before all this ends. So I want to give a shout out to Bav for the opportunity to be moderating this debate today. You know, being a student at a student club, getting the opportunity to be engaged with many industry leaders. UW Blockchain have had a good pleasure partnering with and working with Bav for the past 2 years. And so that's what I want to say. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks a lot. It was really a pleasure to be there. Thanks to all the people who listened to us. And thank you, Chris, to be there also. It was a very nice moment.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. It was an honor to be speaking at this event.
And with that, I think we are all good to go. Thank you so much.